Welcome to Meant to Win, a podcast for founders, visionaries, and leaders who are deeply aware that their life and work are meant to create a bigger impact. We're diving into real strategy, conscious leadership, and the internal identity work that allows you to create massive success. I'm your host, Dr. Stephanie Wigner, an author, speaker, and eight-figure entrepreneur who loves to take business strategy and combine it with the inner identity work that truly unlocks the next level for you. If you know you have a big calling for your life and your work is meant to help more people, then you're in the right place. Welcome back, you beautiful people. I am so excited to chat with you today about one of my favorite topics ever, which is money and what money can do for you, what money can do for others, what money can do to your nervous system when you're able to hold on to it. And so honestly, I've been through every stage of my money journey. I started out with not a lot. I grew up in a family that had sayings around money that were not the most empowering, you know. It was always that we never had enough of it. It was that things were too expensive. It was that money didn't grow on trees and stories like that. I don't know if you can relate to that, but that is what was in my internal operating system inside of my brain on repeat growing up. And I, as you can imagine, wanted to rewrite that story because I knew that that story was not going to create the life that I wanted. And so at the first start of my entrepreneurial journey, I realized that my relationship with money was really disconnected. It was really construed not in the best light. It was misconstrued. It was restrictive. It was disempowering. And I had to rewrite that in order to start to make money inside of my business. And so I really started asking myself, what is true? What do I believe to be true about money? Do I believe money is hard to get? Do I believe money is bad? Do I believe you're a bad person if you have money? Do I believe that you have to do bad things in order to get money? Do I believe that money is going to ruin my life? You know, you hear that money is the root of all evil. Is that true? I don't know. The Bible says that. That's what everybody says. It's not true. And so I really just started questioning. And that's the first thing that you could do. Question your relationship with money. What do you think about money? And look back at the last 10 conversations you've had about money. What's the story that's playing in your head? I realized when I started working on that story and that relationship with money, the rest of my life opened up. And so I had my business for about 3 years, 3.5 years before COVID happened. And we really were doing well. The businesses were profitable. We had 2 clinics at that time. We were doing really well. And we still were operating way below our potential, way below what we're currently able to do today. And I think it's because I didn't actually believe more was possible. So I had figured out how to make money, but I wasn't necessarily stacking cash. I wasn't necessarily investing the best. I wasn't holding on to it. I wasn't understanding the depths of the impact I could make when I started to make more money. And so that's when everything changed for me in COVID in 2020. We needed options to move out of New Jersey. We were so restricted there that we felt we needed to leave Jersey and move to a place that was more aligned with our values and what we believe to be true about medical freedom. I did not want to be told what to do with my body. And so for me, though, and for I think a lot of us, we have to realize that to rewrite any story, but especially our money story, things are going to have to get so painful in order for us to take action. And that painful point in my story was when I started to feel really constricted on the East Coast, when I started to feel like I was suffocating, when I wanted to escape. I needed money to escape. I needed money to pull out of my business because I needed to be able to pay more people to be there for me, right? And so money became a solution to a lot of the problems I had. That's when I started asking myself, well, why don't I have more money? What's this truth? The truth was that I still believed I had to work really, 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 really hard in order to make more money. And because of that, because I already felt I was working so hard, because I already felt like I was doing all the right things, I wasn't interested in working harder to make more money. It felt impossible, right? And that's when I realized that I had fed myself this story, or even growing up, I had been fed this story that the harder you work, the more money you make. I had to actively work on rewriting that story. The other part is that I thought I had already achieved an amount of success that was good enough. And it was good. We were paying our bills. We were paying off student loans. We were saving a little bit of money. We had been able to buy a house, buy some nice cars after college. And life felt really good. But it was in that comfort that we stopped playing up to our potential. We stopped asking ourselves what was holding us back. And truthfully, the only difference in 2026 and who we were in 2020 is our mindset and the way that we think about opportunities, the way that we think about building business, and the way that we think about money. We have always been people who give away a lot of money. We overtip every single person that waits on us, that helps us. We give our employees lots of bonuses, like we pay really well. We give to our families. We've always given money away, truthfully. But because of that, we never were holding on to a ton of it. And we knew in order to become the kind of people that could make more money and hold on to more money, we were also going to have to change the way that we thought about money. If any of this resonates with you, I want you to know that there's an opportunity for you to create a different relationship with money. There's an opportunity for money to not feel so restrictive, so scary, so fear-driven. There's an opportunity for money to feel flowy and abundantful, and just like this thing that you get to share with the world and make a big impact. There are so many people that we have been able to positively impact by having more money. Not only our immediate family, but our team of people, the clients that we work with, we get to facilitate different experiences for them. And so I want you to sit down and ask, who benefits by me having more? And it's not just about everybody else. It's also about you. What do you get to do for yourself? Maybe there's something that you want to work on inside of your health and you feel like you don't have the money to do that right now. Maybe there's a part of your past that you really want to heal. There's a trauma you've experienced that you want the resources to be able to go and work on yourself. Maybe there's an environment of yours that you really want to up level and shift. And if you had more money, you could step into a more abundant environment. You could surround yourself with more abundant thinkers. You could invest in yourself. I want you to know that's possible for you. And I also am creating a mini program called Goldmind, where we're going to completely transition and shift the way that you're thinking about money, the relationship that you have with money, your ability to hold money. I'm even going to tell you what we do with the money that we do make in order to get our money to work for us. So how have we not only diversified money, but we started to invest in things that make money for us without us having to put any effort in them? This is truly how I realized, how I learned the rich got their money to work for them. And I'm going to do that inside of 5 days. We're going to call it a money mindset reset. And when you work on your internal operating system, when you work actively every single day on changing the story that is your default story, things become easier for you. Money starts to appear out of thin air. You're able to call in more money. You're able to manifest more money. You're able to manifest people that come into your life that want to pay you more money, but it starts with your mind first. And that's why we have to rewire that internal operating system. So I'm going to drop a link below for you to jump inside. It's 5 days. We're not going on and on inside of this program. This is a quick 5-day hit. I'm not going to do another mini program again until full send in the fall. And so if you've been wanting to get a peek at the Wealthy Practitioners or a peek at Stephanie Wigner, or just get an inside view of how I teach, the things that I coach you on, then this is the perfect program for you. And we would love to have you inside. We kick off soon. If something in this episode resonated with you today, trust that it wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Growth doesn't come from doing more. It comes from becoming more. If you know you're meant for a bigger life, a bigger impact, and success that actually truly feels aligned with you, then you're being called forward. This is your opportunity.